This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show.
It is the Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Haima Black, live from Cards Against Humanity here. Back for another week, man. As always, huge love to Cards Against Humanity and the Chicago Podcast Co-op. Please check out the Chicago Podcast Co-op. Just Google Chicago Podcast Cooperative and check out all the awesome shows they have on their network. Huge thanks to them and the Cards Against Humanity team for letting Dynasty Podcast invade their space on another Sunday night. We have an awesome show tonight. Continue our streak. Young, emerging, new Chicago talents from all creative concentrations. We're going to start here with Yomi, the harp player from Chicago. We're going to move on to Ezekiel after that, and then Sydney Xenon at the end here. So it's going to be a really fucking dope night. Behind the boards, we have the young producer god, Probe Krivoshay, and Julia Johannik back from traveling the world on tour. Young Globetrotter. So shout out Team Dynasty on the audio and visual once again. But tonight, starting out, we have Yomi, harp player from Chicago. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Right on. I'm real good. Thank you for coming up.
Yeah, thanks for having me, for sure.
So, you're so polite. So you are a musician here in Chicago, primarily based around playing the harp, correct?
Definitely.
Is that the only instrument you're playing? Not like only in a sense of like, that's it, but like, is it solely harp or are you multi-instrumental?
Mainly electric harp, but I do vocals and like keys and stuff on the side. I'm like a Meg White style drummer, you know?
Okay, so you got like the multi-concentration thing going on.
A couple things.
Cool. And that was going to be one of my initial questions is like listening to your music on SoundCloud, that's you doing the vocals?
Yes.
On all the tracks or are you working with any vocalists?
I've worked with Nether Friends as a vocalist slash minor goofy raps. I'm like starting to just kind of just float around with different Chicago musicians like Angel Katz and like the rapper chicks and different ladies.
Nether Friends, man, Sean Rosenblatt, longtime friend of Dynasty Podcast. Yeah. And that dude, he has collaborated with everyone in the city, man. Like
basically.
That dude, he is so productive and so proactive and he releases and makes so much music.
Yeah.
That dude never sleeps.
No.
When did you start working with him?
I met him last summer. He played a show and I came up to him and was like, I play harp and it would mean the world to me if I could just plug my harp into your setup and see what happens. So I came over to his studio one day, home studio, and push comes to shove, 2 weeks later, we had like an 18 song project going together.
That's huge. And you were on like the whole project?
Yeah, it was just a whole album of like him, I, and my harp being goofy. Like,
what was the name of that record?
808s and Heartbreak.
Perfect. Original title.
Yeah.
I always used it. I love it.
No. Heartbreak.
808s and Heartbreaks.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I love it. No, man, it's awesome. Sean Rosenblatt is just one of these dudes. He's a savant, man. He can just produce so much music. You know, it takes some people years to make 9 songs.
Oh, yeah.
And that dude, I feel like you could pull over for gas. Come
he'd
back
have
from
a
filling
full
up the tank
album.
And he's like, made a box set, 49 tracks. And you're like, what? When
no
did
doubt.
That happen?
No doubt. Yeah, I'm very lucky to have him be like the first person that I like heavily recorded and worked and played shows with because his like work ethic is definitely, you know, something to hold merit to. So.
No, absolutely, man. It's really very impressive.
Yeah.
So let's kind of get some background. We always kind of go to that origin story, man. I think it's the comic book fan of me, but bring us into where the harp started for you, where music started for you. How did this happen?
I saw a harp on accident when I was about 8 years old. I was like walking around Michigan City with my mom and she like didn't want to deal with me being like an annoying little 8 year old. So she knew somebody at a harp show and just kind of like shoved me on them. And by the time she came to pick me up, I was like, I'm not leaving. I don't know what you're talking about, but this is what I do now. And I spent like a year begging for a harp, and she would not give me one. So then I asked Santa Claus, and it was just like, do we tell this little kid that Santa Claus isn't real, or we get her a harp?
So, all right, right off the bat, have you seen that webcomic? I don't know who made it. And there's a million variations of it where it's like the little kid with his mom. And he's like, look, mom, it's like, and then like you fill in different things. It's like, look, mom, it's ska kids. And then she's like, don't look, Ricky. I don't want you to be influenced. And then he's like a ska kid.
Yeah.
That was you with like the harp.
Yeah, no doubt. She was like, how about a flute? Like, how about a harmonica?
How about
like,
something that's not like enormous and will fall over and crush you. And is, I can't even imagine how much money that would cost.
Oh, God.
You're like, how about a recorder or a harmonica?
Yeah, no doubt. No, I want the most expensive thing on the market. Thank
wow.
you.
Wow. So when did you actually get the harp? Was it when you were 8 or did it take a little while?
Yeah, probably with like roughly within the year.
Wow.
I got harp lessons and just kind of like went from there.
So you saw it and then you really like followed through. It wasn't just one of these like flukes where you're like, yeah, I want a harp. And then a week later you're like, no, I want to go to space camp. Forget
yeah,
the harp.
No, it was like, I consider it kind of corny, but like my first religious experience, like
sure.
seeing that. Like,
absolutely.
I literally get like very vivid like memories of just seeing like the strings like be pulled as hard as possible and then them just like slapping it shut and just being like, okay, that was
sounds
cool.
So punk rock.
Yeah.
So bring us into playing the harp, like, because that is a huge instrument.
Yeah,
especially what I would imagine for a younger kid.
Luckily there's different sizes,
I would hope. Sure.
Yeah.
So like, how do you approach something like that? Because I gotta imagine that's a hard instrument to learn.
I feel like most things out there, like if you start young and stay persistent, like, I don't know, I feel like it's just as difficult to learn guitar or anything, you know, like whenever somebody puts one of those in front of me, I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but I can go to a harp and it feels like home and it's like muscle memory and, you know, it's just it's not
well,
something
now
to be
it's
intimidated
embedded,
by.
You've been
yeah.
doing it so many years. So
yeah.
How long did it take from when you kind of like first see the harp and then you start like getting the lessons and stuff to a point where you're like actually using it with some level of autonomy or maybe like making your own songs or kind of like using it on your own?
I only started making my own music about 2 years ago.
Okay.
So I kind of gave up on the harp. I like thought I was just going to be like this like crazy little anarchist kid, moved to Philadelphia, tried to just like be a different person, and then like the harp, I just could not stop thinking about it. So somebody drove it to me when I lived in Philadelphia.
Oh my gosh.
And I started writing my own music there and realized that my main thing I wanted to do was work with other people, and I wasn't finding that there. But I had so many people back home in Chicago who were like, get here, let's do it. So
well, Chicago is in a musical renaissance right
yeah,
now. And
that's
no secret.
No doubt.
And so when you started connecting with acts like Sean from Another Friends and stuff like that, like, were you just literally approaching each one of them just, like, cold? Or were you emailing? Or were, like, you being referred? Or kind of how did you start building that network?
I feel like a lot of it is just the people you know and then the people they know and how that grows.
Mm-hmm.
So it started with Sean, and through him I met, like Roy French or like different mm-hmm. rappers, and then start working with them, and then you get
another friends. Sean knows every
yeah,
rapper in the city,
no doubt. So that's kind of why it's like I effortlessly like infiltrated like the rap scene with my harp, which is perfect.
Well, and I think it's safe to make this statement. I don't think anybody else was rushing into Chicago's hip hop renaissance with a harp.
Yeah,
I don't know if there's like 6 other people out there who are like. No, I also do that. Like,
yeah.
Are you the only Chicago, not the only person who plays harp in Chicago, of course.
But
are you,
in,
like, in this kind
in
of
this
culture
scene,
community?
For sure. Which is, like, nice, but it also makes me, like, nervous. Like, I feel like I have to always push myself because the last thing I want is somebody else to just be like, well, I do that, and I'm going to do it 1,000 times better. So it's, like, even though I'm...
the influx of harp players
yeah.
across the city.
Yeah, I just can't let that happen, so...
That's crazy. So right now, like, who is on your radar in terms of, like, working with coming up? Or do you have any projects coming up? Or
yeah, I'm working on a project right now that's kind of, like, my production debut, but, like, surrounding my harp. So I have been producing in Ableton. And what is basically happening is I'll, like, start, like, the outline for a song, like, put, like, a hook on it, like, you know, just like get like a basic harp loop going, and then I like had been passing it off to other producers to like prime and polish and add their own flair, and then from there it's like getting features. But I'm working with Martin Sky is like producing a bunch of
Martin
my stuff
Sky's
right
awesome,
now.
Man. Friend of the podcast, absolutely. We have a lot of love for Martin.
Yeah, for sure. So he's definitely helping me a lot and teaching me a lot. And then outside of that, I'm trying to surround myself with like female artists and like bringing that together. So like Angel Katz and like Angelina from the Rapper Chicks and
Chicago's
T-Spirit.
Like female music community right now, and the scene for female artists in Chicago, I feel like it's really strong. Of course, absolutely, there's always work that could be done for any group, you know, that's not even the right word, but you know what I mean, like there's always work that could be done in any community to be more inclusive always, but
definitely.
I think we have such a strong showing of really talented Chicago female artists. You look at Celine Neon, you look at Rapper Chicks.
Oh,
you look
yeah,
at
Celine Neon's awesome.
Celine Neon, man. We have so much love for those girls. I just absolutely could not be a bigger supporter of them.
Definitely.
So you're working with great people. Are you thinking that you have a like long form project coming out, or kind of what can we look for from you? Because I've seen we have a lot of individual tracks.
Right now I'm trying to hold off unless I have like some unreleased tracks with other friends that I'm trying to finesse into something.
I'm sure that'll be another record that drops like tomorrow.
Yeah, basically. But, I really am pushing the people that I'm working on with this project. So, aligning schedules is always difficult when there's like 20 people you're trying to like get involved.
Sure.
So as much as I would like to have this done tomorrow, I feel like realistically, like not to like sometime in the beginning of next year, will this like be ready? Just because it's like the people who are willing to help me are people I respect so much. So I'd much rather like be patient.
Wait for the right people.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
How can people find your music? What's the best web portal where they can check out your hard
SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/Yomi, Y-O-M-I dash music. My like handles for everything is at that underscore harpist.
Right on.
That harpist. You should forget it. But
and I got to say, man, your music, it's really cool. It's really like kind of trippy, kind of ethereal. It sounds like you got some loops going.
Yes.
I don't know if that's the case. Yeah.
Yeah. When I perform live, I have loop pedals that I like add a tom drum to, and like I'm working on getting a synth in there.
Right on.
With the harp.
Yomi playing harp with a ton of cool artists across Chicago. Are you playing shows? Can people catch you out?
Right now, my upcoming shows are out of town, but I'm working on doing a backyard series with female performers at my house. I live off like the Austin Green Line. We like did a test run July 3rd and it went pretty well. So we're going to be doing just that until it gets cold.
Yo, I got love for that area. Let me know when the next one is. I grew up in Oak Park.
Oh, sweet.
I was just talking about this with St. Millie right here.
Heck
like
yeah.
A week ago.
Heck
so
yeah.
Let me know. I'm there. Love
gotcha.
For Austin. That's the spot.
Definitely.
Right on. Yomi, known as the harpist on social media, playing harp all over Chicago, working with a ton of great artists. Thank you so much for coming up, man,
yeah,
and telling us about
me.
It. Let's bring you back when the project drops, and we'll, like, talk all about that as well.
Sweet. Definitely. That'll be great.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.